bartending days here, Landfill. Shout out Steve Gormley. Play the song every night. Would you go along with someone like me? Burgundy and Gold Game Day is presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit Rood.com, R-U-U-D. And remember, Brian,
if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
All right, a little traffic report here. At noon, the four of us will share our plan for Washington to win tonight. From there, we will open the phone lines up and ask you how Washington wins tonight against the Bengals. 12:45, we're going to run through the latest injury report. Tim McGee, Bengals legend, joins us at 1 o'clock. And at 1:30, TJ Houshmandzadeh will join us. So we're going to have all the intel you can imagine. Two legendary players for the Bengals. I'll also say this. I do like the Bengals helmets. I have no animosity towards the Bengals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's an organization I'm cool with, could even root for. Not tonight, but in a general sense.
Some other time we might think about it.
Now, without further ado, I turn it over to Jeff Walker.
What up, JP and B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Okay, so this song, it's the first time in a long time a song is coming after a win. So it's only right.
It's true.
We turn up.
Got a win last week. It wasn't pretty. We beat the Giants boys, lost including Philly. All three. Now we about to take our talent up to Central. And lead the jungle 2-1 is the mission. It's only when we stop that hate that we've been hearing. Go grab these kids up by their neck and bleep the clean. I'm speaking for the fans. We want to kill for real. And go and get that win. We like that feeling. Come on.
Banger, baby.
That was great.
Thanks, fellas.
That was really good.
Yeah, that's good stuff, that brother.
That was strong, man.
I almost said the wrong word. I almost had Landfill hit the button.
when'd you make that? Who do we need to give some credit to on the production?
I made it this weekend. My boy Sean Minotti, I know he listening. He listened to the show every day.
Good stuff, Sean.
Yeah, man. It's time to go get that W. I'm excited.
Hell yeah, let's go.
That was strong. All right.
See, now I'm thinking we're going to win it, Jeff.
I don't know. That was strong. We will play Jeff's song again at 12:45 and again at 1:45 if you missed it. What is the name of that song, Jeff? Turn Me Up?
Yo, I'm stuck. Is it was Turn Me Up or Knocking Heads Off. So you could call it whatever
I
you
like
want.
Knocking Heads Off.
I like Knocking Heads
Off. All right, well, it's Knocking Heads Off.
That is
Nah, man, they might get a penalty for doing that.
That is on brand with Knuckle Up Records.
I would take that penalty if it set a tone. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
That was strong, dude. That was really good.
There you go, Jeffrey.
Landfill, what'd you think of the song?
I liked it.
Me too. One of the boys, I guess, tweeted out from the B. Mitchell Finley account, is it disrespectful for the Commanders to be 7.5-point underdogs versus an 0-2 team? Tony Perkins is a guy you and I both know and like a lot. Tony's a huge Burgundy and Gold fan. Tony just responded, no. I was on with Tony this morning, man. pretty funny.
I'll take it as disrespect, and it'll motivate the hell out of me if I was in the locker room.
Do guys, you think they care about that? Look at that. All right, ESPN's making picks right now. Mike Greenberg picked the Commanders.
Everybody, let's be real, Jay. Players care about every damn thing.
Sure.
But they've been taught to say that nothing bothers them.
But the betting line specifically?
Not the betting line, but it's like, you just like, okay, oh, so they think we going to lose like that? That upsets people.
I agree with that.
I don't think they look like, and let's be real, they going to, like, it ain't really, it wasn't about the betting aspect back in the day. It's just any level of disrespect motivates a person.
Sure.
So that's what it is.
It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. It's going to be a hell of a game. Jeff made a hell of a song to get it ready.
Yes, indeed.
And we will play it again at 12:45. Right now, nobody go anywhere.